It is time for the business news. Ko Takuhua e Nainei, called Giles Beckford, and he's joining us live from our Wellington studio. One big story today, Giles. The Reserve Bank has hiked rates again.
Kia ora to you, Lisa. Yes, it was on the cards. The Reserve Bank was universally expected to raise the cash rate by 50 basis points to 3%. That's the highest since mid-2015. We've had seven rate rises now in a row, starting from last October when it was 0.25%. And there's more to come. Reserve Bank making it quite clear in its forecast today and in its rhetoric and in its news conference that there will be probably another 100 basis points, another increase from 3 to 4%, probably by the end of the year. There are two more rate decisions to come, one in October, one in November. People think that there'll be two lots of 50 basis points, and then the RBNZ will sit pat. There are some people with the view that perhaps the bank will go 50 in October, 25 basis points in November, and perhaps another 25 in February as it starts to look at the numbers. But it's all based on the message that we've been hearing consistently for the past 9 months, which is inflation is too high. We are here to tackle it. We are here to bring it under control. Now, they're forecasting only a gradual decline in inflation. Indeed, it won't get back into the famous 1 to 3% target zone much before 2024. And so from that point of view, as somebody whispered to me after the news conference today, this is a bit like the management approach that the beatings will continue until morale improves. In this case, the RBNZ says we will still keep hammering away at inflation. In other words, we need to keep the economy slowing down. The big worry, of course, is wages, which have gathered a real head of steam in the past 3 to 6 months in particular. And that is now one of the main impulses, the drivers of domestic inflation, far more than whatever's happening with the Ukraine war and the supply chain disruptions and the like. The key issue now is domestic inflation, and that's what the cash rate rises are all aimed at. Interestingly, the Reserve Bank says house prices, which they've been predicting will fall perhaps as much as 20% from the peak, which was, I think, November last year, through to the trough, which will probably be sometime next year. They're suggesting that house prices now are far more sustainable. So they're happy on that particular one. It's the tight labour market that's the particular worry. They say households, although they're feeling the squeeze of higher rates, they will, in fact, they're in good enough shape now to be able to withstand those. And what gives them confidence is they're saying, look, interest rates, although they're rising, they've been built in. The cash rate rises have been built in by banks already. They've been stress testing people who borrow from them at around 6 to 6.5%. In fact, I've heard one bank is over 7% as it assesses whether you've got the ability to pay higher rates. And so from that point of view, the feeling is that perhaps the banks won't need to be pushing or passing on quite the amount of increases in the OCR that they have in the past, because mortgage rates are at the level where they're roughly expected to be. They may well, in fact, nip up a bit. The other factor, of course, in mortgage rates, is that with fewer people borrowing, the banks start to cast an eye about keeping market share. So they're going to be a little less gung-ho in wanting to raise interest rates. So it's a modestly confident Reserve Bank that says, we've still got to do the work, but we're getting there.
And Giles, how were the markets looking then?
Top 50 index, it hummed and hard through the day. It ended up just 6 points high, 11,853. Should note that people did like the Fletcher Building result, which was a solid lift in profit and a solid forecast of further growth. For the currency, a bit of a lift for the Kiwi after that Reserve Bank statement. So 63.6 US cents and 90.6 Australian.
Thank you, Giles. Ka kite, Giles Beckford joining us live there from Wellington.